I thought we were going over to the Ricardos tonight.
We are. I'm ready.
All right.
Come on. You better take your glasses with you.
What for? I know what Lucy and Ricky look like.
Suppose Ricky wants to show us his home movies again.
He wouldn't dare. He's been showing them to us every night.
Well, after all, it's his first movie, Cameron. The first pictures he's got of the baby.
Well, count me out. If I want to see old movies, I can stay home and watch television.
Well, what can we do?
I'll tell you what we'll have to do. Don't let the conversation lag. Don't even give him a chance to suggest showing the movies.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Now, just remember, here's what you've got to do. Just keep talking and talking and talking and talking. You know, act normal. No, I take that back. I need you on my team tonight. Now get in there and fight and keep those lips moving.
Lucy?
Yeah?
Are the Mercers coming over tonight?
Yeah, they said they were.
Well, you think it's holding them up?
Gee, I don't know. They ought to be here any minute. Here they are.
Oh, good. I'm glad you came.
Wasn't this a wonderful day?
Oh,
yeah.
It sure
this
was.
This is unusual weather for this time of year, but frankly, I like unusual weather, particularly at this time of year.
Uh-huh.
What were you doing today, Rick? I was pretty busy puttering around the apartment. Then I went over to the drugstore and got an ice cream soda. An all-around strawberry soda. That's a soda with strawberry flavor and strawberry ice cream.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You sure are.
I had an idea.
How are you, Lucy?
Fine. And what's new?
Nothing.
I had an idea that maybe...
Fred, there's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Well, what is it, Ethel?
How are you, Fred?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
I don't think either one of you are well.
I had an idea that maybe tonight you...
Oh, look, Lucy's got some delicious new candy.
Yeah.
You want a piece, Fred?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. I guess I'll have a piece, too.
Ethel, those are just those same old caramels you gave us for Christmas.
I had an idea, like I was saying, you know, that what maybe you would like to do tonight, and I thought you'd like to see the pictures of I took with the baby.
Oh, honey, Ethel and Fred don't want to see those pictures again.
What are you talking about? Pictures of their godson.
Oh, Ricky. We'd really love to see him, but it hurts our eyes to look at him on that wrinkled old sheet you use for a screen.
Oh? Yeah, outside of that, we'd be delighted to see him.
Oh.
Now, the reason I wanted you to see them again is because I wanted you to see them in this new screen I bought today. Wait till you see them in that.
Go get your glasses, Fred.
I'll watch without.
You can't see without them.
I know what I'm doing.
I got it all set up just in case you ask to see them again. Fred. Get rid of your head, will you?
What can you do, take it off?
I mean, move it over.
All right.
Turn the lights up, honey.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This would have been a good shot if Lucy just didn't argue with me. Doesn't he look cute? Look at that. Pretty good close-up. Now, this one was a great idea. Pictures of things moving that fast are pretty tough. Ah, Now, how's that, huh? How's that for a moving shot? Right through the bedroom and into the nursery. Have you ever seen anything better than that in a real movie? Huh? Look at the way that focuses all the way. You can see them in the mirror in the back. See in the mirror in the back there? This would have been great if I hadn't tripped over the baby's wagon. This is a great way to get killed. Just take a picture of your wife when she wakes up in the morning. Now, the next 10 minutes of film is just as good as anyone has ever taken. I don't want to brag, but I think that I learned pretty fast. And as Lucy holds up little Ricky and waves goodbye, we say a reluctant farewell to the Ricardo apartment and its charming inhabitants. This is a Ricky Ricardo production. Pum, pa, pa, pum, pum, pum! That's all. You know, they're very good, considering that those are the first pictures that I... Lucy!
Four more, there those very wonderful. Don't you think so, Ethel, Fred? With you two scaring me to death.
We wanted to be sure the coast is clear.
Is Ricky very mad?
I'll say he is. He wouldn't even talk to me this morning.
Well, we're the ones who sneaked out. What's he mad at you for?
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
Good morning.
Morning.
Goodbye.
Now, Ricky, wait a minute. We're sorry. We really liked your movies. We want to see them again. Tonight. Don't we, Fred?
Yeah, yeah.
My, but you sound sincere.
Well, I mean it.
Oh, sure.
I do. I'm just dying to see those lousy movies again.
Fred, that's a terrible thing to say. Ricky put a lot of time and effort into those lousy movies. Those movies. Oh, now, Ricky, they didn't mean that.
Look, you don't have to worry about me. You don't have to see any of the movies that I take ever again, including the TV pilot film that I'm just about to audition.
Oh, Fred, what's the matter with you? That's a fine thing. TV pilot film? What were you saying about a TV pilot film?
Nothing that concerns you. I was going to make one using the three of you as actors, but I have changed my mind about the supporting cast. Adios, amigos.
Now, wait a minute, Ricky.
You have fixed the sheets and blankets. Now go take a nap.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
He was trying to say you have made your bed, now lie in it. Hi.
Hi.
Well, I hope you're satisfied.
Now what?
Remember that TV pilot film Ricky was going to make?
Remember it? We've all been nice to him for days, so he'd use us in it.
Yeah, well, we can all go back to being our normal, nasty selves. He's already made it.
What?
And next week, the most important man in television, Mr. Bennett Green, is coming over to look at it.
Well, we certainly muffed that one.
What do you mean, we? You were the ones who tippy-toed out in the middle of our home movies.
You should talk, sleepy time gal.
That's telling her, Ethel.
Now, don't you be smart, Fred. You're the one who really clinched the whole thing with your diplomatic remark. Sure, I'm just dying to see those lousy movies again.
Ah, just a minute.
Oh, really, Fred?
Oh, you two, now, stop squabbling. The main thing is, what can we do about it?
Nothing. We're not in it, so that's that.
Yeah, as an old Cuban philosopher once said, we have plugged in the electric blanket. Now let's take the snooze. Well, it's too bad, but it's just one of those things.
No, I guess so.
I'm not so sure.
Hey, just a minute. We forgot Miss Neversay died.
Lucy, what are you planning? What are you thinking? What's going on?
Yeah. We'll make our own TV film.
Our own?
Yeah, we'll make it just like Ricky did. We'll use his film, his camera, his lights, his wife, and if they play their cards right, his wife's friend. And then when Mr. Bennett Green comes over, he'll see a double feature.
What kind of a film will we make?
A Western drama.
Hey.
That's a wonderful idea.
We'll get a name later. Right now, we have a lot to think about. We have to get costumes, scenery, have to find out who shoots who.
Fred, isn't this great?
This is fixed up great.
Hey, Lucy.
Yeah?
Here we are.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't get over how cute you got the room fixed up.
Well, I worked pretty hard painting those figures. They look almost real, don't they? Look at that one.
Well, I've had moments when real people look like that.
Come on, we got to get started. We got to get all this finished and out of the way before Ricky gets home.
What's okay? That thing? That's a projector.
I know, it's a new kind. You put the sound right on the film, like a tape recorder.
Oh.
Fred, now, for the first part, you take the picture. You look right through this little red thing here, and then you press this button right here, see? See that?
Yeah.
You press that down.
What's this little dial here for? It says 8, 16, 32, 64.
Gee, I don't know. Well, take a little bit of each number and see what happens. Yep, stand back here. Remember how we did it. Okay. Roll 'em! Lights, camera, action, quiet!
What's that for?
I went through a studio in Hollywood once. That's the way they make pictures.
Oh!
Fred, turn on the phonograph.
Camera if I'm off the scene.
Oh, well, we set that on automatic, see? We push this button right here, and the camera takes a picture by itself.
I got it.
Okay, now, Ethel, don't forget where we stopped.
Oh, I got it.
All right, here we go. Roll them, Fred!
How about a game of draw poker, Tex? Don't mind if I do, Nevada. Cigarette? Yep. Oops.
cards? Are you accusing me of cheating?
Yep, I'm accusing you of cheating. Smile when you say that. Yep, I'm accusing you of cheating.
No man can say that to me.
Smile when you say that. No man can say that to me.
Reach for the ceiling, both of you. Got them guns. You're under arrest.
He ain't got nothing on us.
You're the ones that robbed the stage, you mangy polecats.
How'd you find out?
I got wind of it. Taking you to the clink. Get going. Check it out there.
Good, wasn't it?
I say so. I hope that camera didn't run out of film.
Don't worry. Film. Lucy. Well, that was a good dress rehearsal. Now I'll put in the film.
Wait for me.
Who's got time to wait for you? I gotta get this stuff spliced together.
How's it look?
Look at this.
Oh, look at Fred in that outfit.
Look at you in those shafts. Hey, that mustache looks better on film on you than it did really,
doesn't it? Oh, boy. Doesn't that look great?
Great.
Ricky!
Well, what are you doing here?
I live here, remember?
You said you weren't coming home to dinner.
I didn't come home for dinner. I just came over to pick up my guitar. What are these pictures? I ask, what are these pictures?
Would you believe it if I told you they were taken by a sidewalk photographer?
No.
No. Well, I might as well tell you the truth. A talent scout called us from Hollywood, and he came over here with all of his equipment, and he took pictures of all of us while we were... because he...
Go on.
I can't. I don't even believe it myself. Well, all right, I'll tell you, Ricky. We got mad at you because you wouldn't let us be in your TV film, so we made one of our own. So you show your film to Mr. Green, and we'll show ours.
Mr. Green is a very busy man. He will only have time to see one film.
Well, that's very sweet of you, dear, but when will he see yours?
You know what I mean. You won't show your film to anybody tomorrow night.
Now, just a minute. We put a lot of time and money into this film. What are we going to do with it?
Well, just show it to each other while I'm running my boring baby pictures. Hasta la vista.
Well, that's that. Oh, no, it isn't. Our picture will be shown, and what's more, Ricky will be showing it.
What are you going to do, switch reels?
No, I'm going to cut our picture into Ricky's. I'm going to figure out a way to use the best parts of both. Give me Ricky's film in the closet here. Get this back on here now.
Where is it?
Up on the top shelf. All those reels up there. Lucy, Ricky and Mr. Green just got out of the cab.
Yeah, well, everything's all ready. I just finished here. Fred, yeah. Put this on the projection machine right away.
Right.
Oh, I hope it's all right. I did it in such a hurry. Here, pick all this stuff up.
Here you are, Mr. Green.
Oh, hello, darling.
Mr. Green, this is my wife, Lucy.
How do you do, Mr. Green? Very nice to know you.
This is our neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Mertz.
How do you do?
Hi, Mr. Green. How are you?
Mr. Green is very busy, so he just has time to see the film, and then he has to leave right away.
Oh. Well, you know how demanding television is.
Oh, I certainly do, Mr. Green. That's quite all right.
I know that you're looking for some unusual shows, and this film is liable to be the biggest surprise of the year.
You can say that again.
Well, what'd you say, Mr. Green?
Sit right over there, Mr. Green. That's it,
right
over there.
Get everything settled here. Lucy, will you turn on the light, please?
Yeah, I will.
Check this right here. Yes, sir. Okay, here we go. The pastry chef at the club make that for me. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
As a change in your television entertainment, tonight we bring you a program of Latin American rhythms, starting with the very popular Vaya con Dios.
Se llegó el momento ya de separarnos. En silencio el corazón dice y suspira. Vaya con Dios, mi vida. Vaya con Dios, mi amor.
I'm an old pal hand from the Rio Grande, and my legs ain't bowed, and my cheeks ain't tan.
Las campanas de la iglesia suenan triste.
Reach for the ceiling, both of you.
Vaya con Dios, mi amor.
Hold it! I didn't cut them cards.
Are you accusing me of cheating?
Yep, I'm accusing you of cheating. Come on, when you say that.
Vaya con Dios, mi vida. Vaya con Dios.
That's better, yes? Walk me. Dios, que la niña es María Chamba. ¿Se le no voy a
ver? Vaya, pues no.
Sech, walk me, mi amigo. It's a bar, there's no other.
Sit on the front of me.
Sarah, no. Not me, but... He's both an instant of you.
Y embestarías ni que amor.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
I got wind of it.
Green, I just don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Just let me have it. It's terrific.
What?
The funniest thing I've ever seen. Such imagination. Most people would make a straight, dull musical show, but you added all those delightful touches of comedy.
You liked it, huh?
Oh, Mrs. Ricardo, you were wonderful, and the merchants were just great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Ricardo, you're married to a genius.
Oh, yes, I know. How'd you ever think of it, dear?
I don't know. It just came to me.
We'll be right back. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.